Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. Some old school, freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next, largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in.
Dad Radio Show, back at it again, up in the irons, as we always do.
As we're doing for the last time in this calendar year anyway, welcome to the Metal Dad Radio Show. I'm the Metal Dad, that's the Candyman. This is our final regular show of 2023. The next 2 weeks we'll be counting down our top 20 albums of 2023. But for now, we're up in the irons. I'm giving you a little Dance of Death era Iron Maiden. Rainmaker is the name of that track. That came out September 8th, 2003. Close to what our heavy metal time machine is this week, but no cigar. We've got new stuff. We got some killer albums celebrating anniversaries. As I mentioned, the time machine's taking us back to the early 2000s. We'll get to that soon. But let's go into the new stuff first. And I have been catching up on albums, as you know, in preparation of trying to put together a top 40, because you know we're going to do the top 40 on the blog, themetaldad.com, and then play the top 20 here on the show. And I've been coming across albums that I missed that I really dig, including this one from a band out of Tulsa, Oklahoma called Medicine Horse. And this album dropped on September 8th, 2023 through a label called Horton Records. Let's give a track off this right now. This one is called Dead Medicine. It's Metal Dad Radio.
The green ones know.
Metal Dad Radio Show. Absolutely ripping through. And I know I say that a lot, but that was a truly ripping block of new stuff right there. I love it.
You do say that quite a bit. We rip through a lot of blocks in your mind, but I love that. And that right there was a band that was originally from our backyard in Connecticut, then they weren't, and now they are again. That's a band called Eve, E-A-V-E. And they dropped a new record in July through Bindaroon Recordings, which is a great label, called Fervor. And this record is fantastic. If you are into, like, depressive post-black metal, this record is it. Great album from a band right here, our home state of Connecticut, which I love. Before that, a band out of Brazil called Fossilization. They just dropped a new record on September 8th called Leprous Daylight through Everlasting Spew, another great label. We gave you the track Once Was God off of that record. Fantastic. That's honestly one of my favorite death metal records of the year. And before that, a band out of Tulsa, Oklahoma called Medicine Horse, who dropped their self-titled debut full-length album on September 8th, 2023. And I love this. They're out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, a band made up of indigenous peoples as well. So love seeing more diversity in the metal scene. All right, so time for us now to go into the Heavy Metal Time Machine. The Heavy Metal Time Machine. We've done a lot of different years over the last couple of years that we've brought back the Heavy Metal Time Machine. We're running out of years we haven't done, in all honesty. We're going to have to be doubling up probably next year if we're bringing this segment back. But there is one year we have not touched on yet. 2002. Great year for metal. A lot of great records. So I did the thing again where I thought, okay, what were the three albums from 2002 I probably listened to the most? And that's what I'm going to give you. Not what I think are the best necessarily, but what I listened to the most in 2002. Okay. And it was an easy choice for this first record because this is one of my favorite records for one of my favorite black metal bands. Immortal. February 4th, 2002. So early in the year, they released their Sons of Northern Darkness record through Nuclear Blast. Let's give you one of my favorite tracks off it. This is called Tyrants. Metal Dad Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show, playing some of the Metal Dad's favorite and most listened to records, celebrating anniversaries.
Yes, sir. 2002 was a fantastic year. We're going to get to that in a second. But I felt like these were the three albums I listened to the most in 2002. That was Amon Amarth versus The World, which I think is one of their best records. That came out November 18th, 2002 through Metal Blade. Loved that record. Got to see them on tour off this record. They were fantastic. We were just talking about that off air. Gave you one of my favorite Amon Amarth tracks, Death and Fire, the opening number. Before that, this is a record I definitely listened to a lot and still do. High on Fire, Surrounded by Thieves, came out May 28th, 2002 through Relapse. Gave you Hung, Drawn, and Quartered, which you and I were talking off air. I asked, because you saw High on Fire earlier this year, last year, was it last year?
Well, yeah, it was very late last year.
And I asked you if they played this song live, and you said they did not.
I honestly don't remember, but I'm pretty sure they didn't. I could check, though. I have the set list.
I feel like you would have known, because this song, when they play it live, like the drums kick in, and then the room is just kind of like, there's an energy, and the minute the guitars come in on that song, all hell breaks loose every time. It's amazing to see from the back of the room because I'm old. And then Immortal, February 4th, 2002, released Sons of Northern Darkness through Nuclear Blast. Love this record as well. We gave you the track Tyrants. Some other killer records that came out 2002. I could have done a whole show on just 2002. There were a lot of records I listened to a lot that year. Agaloc, The Mantle, Opeth, Deliverance, Mastodon, Remission, one of the few Mastodon records I really truly like. Isis, Oceanic. I mean, it's just the list goes on and on of great records that came out in 2002. Satyricon released Volcano, which is a record I listened to a lot that year. I really like that record. And then Black Sabbath released their box set Past Lives that year. That cannot be understated because that was fantastic. A lot of great live material and bootleg stuff that no one had heard before. All right. So time for us now to go into album celebrating anniversaries. I'm going to send this first one out to our man, Lord Gates, because I don't know anyone who's a bigger fan of this band, in all honesty. Now, I love this band. You know, you love this band. We all love this band. I don't know anybody who's seen this band more live than maybe the roadies for this band, okay? Lord Gates has seen this band a lot. This is my belated happy birthday to Lord Gates. Just celebrated a birthday a couple weeks ago. Make sure you start listening to him again. He's back on the air. RaptureRadio666.com. He'll be doing live stuff. So follow him on Facebook and Instagram and find out when he's going to be on air live, popping up. But of course, I'm talking about Slayer. Slayer released their debut album, Show No Mercy, December 3rd, 1983, through Metal Blade. It's going to be one of my favorite tracks off it right now. This one is called Black Magic. Metal Dad Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show, shredding through some more albums celebrating anniversaries. I got to give it to you, Metal Dad. You cooked with this block.
Thanks. This block was extra grim, wasn't it?
Yeah.
December, apparently, beginning of December, bands are getting a little extra grim as the season, as the year is winding down. That was Dissection, who I know we played a few weeks back to honor their Storm of the Lightsbane record, but their album, The Somber Lane, came out December 3rd, 1993 through No Fashion Records and was distributed by Nuclear Blast here in the States. Phenomenal album. We gave you the track Frozen off of that. Another album that I loved as a kid was Sodom and their album Persecution Mania, released December 1st, 1987 through Steamhammer. And we gave you the track Outbreak of Evil. And that's just a dirty, gritty record. We were talking off air about how, you know, these first two records that we played truly proto black metal and helped formulate the black metal scene, but especially that Sodom record. And then starting off the block, Slayer, sending this out to my man Lord Gates. December 3rd, 1983, they dropped their debut full-length album, Show No Mercy, through Metal Blade, and it changed metal as we know it, I feel like, right? Let's just say it did, because it did. We gave you the track Black Magic. All right, so don't forget, the next 2 weeks, we are counting down our top 20 metal albums of 2023. Sometime prior to that, make sure you pop onto themetaldad.com, and I will have numbers 40 through 21 up on the website before we get on air. So you'll at least know what 20 of our top records were, but then we'll give you the top 20 over the course of 2 weeks here on the Metal Dad Radio Show. With that said, we're going to finish off this show as a tribute to, believe, as the first ever heavy metal band, as we always do. That would be
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath, indeed. I felt like, because this is the last time we're playing Black Sabbath in 2023, that I was just going to say the hell with it and give you one of my favorite Black Sabbath songs of all time. This is Iron Man. Until next week, kids.